today on the Mike O'Mara Show. Yes.
If you took this story out of this studio,
right,
and you told this to a friend at a barbecue, he would be calling the FBI right away.
It's a button-down collar and a button-down guy.
That's a deep V.
It is a deep V. It's almost a W.
Yeah.
It's okay. Well, now we don't want you to choke yourself out.
We're just looking out for you.
Okay, Forrest.
Take that out. It looks like you're in a straitjacket. Please take that off.
Mom is sad. Life is like a box of chocolates.
Yes. What would you be able to do if you couldn't mock me?
Oh, we're not mocking you. We're making fun of you.
There's a guy up here that put in. It's not Nav, but it is it's a variation of Nav. I had it installed.
Like a backup camera?
No. It's a. Well, it's a compass. I put a compass that you would put on a boat on the dashboard.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hi, I'm Rob, and this is my mother.
Hi, I'm Sharon, and this is my son.
One of our favorite holiday traditions is getting together each year and making our magnificent fruitcakes entirely from scratch. And now, you can finally taste the magic thanks to the Mike O'Mara Show's Fruitcake Futures.
Buy it now, and it'll be in your mouth in time for Thanksgiving.
These are the real deal.
Don't forget the Christmas miracle. Every cake purchased supports TMOS.
Get one for yourself and one as a gift. Just go to TMOSfruitcake.com and do it now.
Because Mother said so.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store. And around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, here it is. That was lovely with you and your mom. By the way, your mother, and I listened to this as I listened to that promo in the pre-roll today. Your mom has the same vocal cadence that your young son used to have.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you're right.
Am I right, Oscar? Did you hear that? Mm-hmm. Did you hear that when had that same kind of cadence?
Did I tell you what it was like doing a session with my mom? At my home studio, she did through the whole thing. I said, can you do it again and sound a little happier? It would help if you smiled when you said it, because she was nervous. And then the third take, she actually looked at me and she said, does that joke work? I said, listen, leave the material to me. Just read.
Bobs are great.
That's cool.
Fruitcakes. So we started our fundraiser yesterday, and I wanted to help.
Help.
Yes?
The cause.
I'm going to turn mine on. Hold on.
Oh, because I sent it to you. I remember now.
Yeah, hold on a second. Wait. Why isn't it coming on? Oh, I know.
Why?
Oh, why?
I'm having another dad moment.
We're going to let you sit in the sun today.
The right. Sun!
Mother said not too much salt, Dad.
Oh, there it is.
The sun!
Hold on just a second.
All right.
I got to plug in a cord.
Yeah, sure
Hold
you do.
Hold on a second.
Yeah. He's plugging in a cord.
See, Mike's in Maine.
Yes,
right
he
now.
Is. In do you think that the
remote studio.
His geographic location accentuates his dadness?
You know what they say is when you stop working,
yes.
You kind of lose certain skill sets.
One day off is like 2 days gone.
Yes.
Yeah, you're regressing.
And while Mike has not stopped working.
Good video day.
When he goes to Maine.
Yes.
I'm trying to.
Hey, don't say that even just like lightly.
He's even further away from technology. Oh, here we go. Yeah. Oh, nice.
All right. Did I just I just killed the video?
No.
The video's fine.
You look great.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
All right, I can't see you. All right, hold on a second. I'll figure it out.
What's also fun about today's video is we don't know how many buttons are actually unbuttoned.
That's true. You might just be wearing, it might be like a sport jacket. Open all the way down to your navel.
Hey, Carla.
Hey.
I got all this going on.
Yeah.
Very European cut today.
Oh, there you are. Hi.
It's a button-down collar and a button-down guy.
That's a deep V.
It is a deep V. It's almost a W.
Yeah. It's okay.
Well, no, we don't want you to choke yourself out.
We're just looking out for you.
Okay, Forrest.
Take that out. It looks like you're in a straitjacket. Please take that off.
Mom is sad. Life is like a box of chocolates.
Yes. What would you be able to do if you couldn't mock me?
Oh, we're not mocking you.
We're not mocking you.
We're making fun of you.
Hey, there it is.
All right, thank you. So anyway, I'm trying to help. I'm trying to help with the fruitcakes. And yesterday afternoon, I said, hey, I know what I'll do to help. I'll post a link to the fruitcake sales on my page, because this is the biggest fundraiser we've ever done, and I need it to work.
Huge.
Or we're gonna cancel the show. So I say I'll put the link up, and then I get the link, and I'm not able to click on it when I'm testing it to make sure it doesn't look right to me, and then I let it go, and I say I'll talk with the guys tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And so I come to the show today, and I said I'm having trouble with this link, and I put it up there. I'm showing you pictures of the link and how it's not working for me, and we go back and forth and back and forth, and no one's really coming up with a solution to this.
We're testing on our end. We're like, everybody
links the fruitcake sales
successfully
page to their page, and it works.
Mm-hmm.
Except for me. And then about...
You're talking like Betty Davis. It works for everyone.
It works for everyone except me. And then I figured it out myself. And what it was I couldn't click on the link successfully until I actually posted the link.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't test it,
mm-hmm.
which makes total sense. But... then Oscar said, now that we're done with our dad moment, like I was dad because I couldn't figure out. But I brought up the point that I figured out the problem myself, which I think was a win.
Well, as I said, a college professor would probably grant partial credit.
You caused the problem. You solved the problem 19 minutes later.
I terrified Pony. I mean, terrified.
Well, we were all concerned that something was up.
I was under the impression that after you posted it, you couldn't click through.
And if you recall... and I'm not going to lead the witness, but did I not say we can test the post by posting privately to see if the link actually goes through?
Right.
Yeah. But it to me, it would just be, I'll just post it and then I'll delete it and we'll post it again.
So if we're giving credit where credit is due,
mm-hmm.
That's what you did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So.
Oh, okay. Okay. You're probably right.
Isn't it kind of like the movie Backdraft about the guy looking for credit for putting out fires that he started?
Well, but what was his first solution? Do you have your ad blocker on?
Well, we wanted to eliminate
all your options.
But that was his. That was his first choice.
You at one point said. Maybe.
So you're saying that what my solution? I didn't really solve it. You had already suggested. You're right. God, I hate that. All right, so it is a dad moment. So I did.
Yeah.
And then Oscar says that's 19 minutes of my life that I won't get back. And he's right.
But you know, he was so fast to come up with that statistic, so he was obviously watching the clock.
But I did it. I did it out of desire,
share, and concern.
Yeah, zeal
to make this successful, because this is something we've never done, and we need to do this, and we want it to be successful, and it has to be successful by.
It has to be huge.
Huge.
It has to be reaching our mm-hmm. listeners in every way possible.
Right.
So feel free to, like our friend Hari Ginka,
mm-hmm.
Feel free to
share.
Post that
and spread the
share,
word.
Share the link with our fruitcakes, because
give
we want
an endorsement.
I can't stress it enough. We want all hands on deck for this fruitcake promotion.
What you will see.
This is real work we're going to do.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
When this gets going, this will result. I think maybe there's a certain sick, twisted listener that this might appeal to out there in listen land right now. Okay, the more fruitcakes we sell, the harder it is going to be for. It's going to be a harder work day.
Yes,
we're going to get more hands on deck. This is not just.
And don't say work day. This is going to be. You know what? As birthday season draws to a close.
Yeah.
You know what begins? Fruitcake season.
Okay.
Because it's going to require weeks and weeks of shopping and prep and soaking and maciating fruit and chopping and toasting
nuts. What do you
mean
maciating? That sounds nasty.
No, that's soaking the fruit. Well, you have to maciate it with liquor or, flavors.
So is the opposite of maciate emaciate?
Like I believe so, yes. Yeah, because you're soaking it in. I'll double check.
Terrible,
I think that is.
Terrible word.
It's a technical word.
We're also looking for substitute ingredients if we have to. Berries, for example.
Exactly.
Maine blueberries.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Anyway. Yeah. So getting back to
people got so upset.
I know. Yeah,
can I add one more thing, Mike?
What?
If you're listening to the show right now and you're not listening live, but within a few hours, you will see a cover page on all our pages that you can share when you share the link. And a fruitcake is for anyone. They don't have to be a fan of the show.
Right.
They could just, you could just get them the fruitcake as a gift or share the link.
Yeah, and you
could
also give it as a gift, okay?
Yes.
Merle.
Maybe get Nikki Diamond one, Merle.
No, Merle, what's the helpful thing? Maybe it could be a tote bag. I've got a nut allergy. Hey, Merle, give it to someone.
Yeah,
for the love of God, Merle, we're counting. Merle, you're the P1 of P1s.
A nut allergy?
And you put a post up about a tote bag?
Mr. Merle Rogers.
Yeah, she'd be dead.
Okay, thank you.
Maciate is a verb used with object, meaning to soften or separate it apart by steeping in a liquid.
See, that's not making it appealing to me. That process is not.
But that's important.
It's macerate.
Macerate. I said it wrong, but.
You said maciate. Do you
make up things?
Mallet head.
What?
It's macerate or maciate?
It's macerate. Forgive me.
Macerate sounds even more hostile.
Well, it's not hostile. Hostile is what I'm feeling right now.
Macerate is what happened when, you know, my mom knocked on the door.
You'll go blind. School.
Yeah, middle school. All right, can we let's get our mailbag out.
Oh, is it time? Okay.
Let's do that. Yeah, let's get our mailbag. Not about us. It's about you, fruitcakes. Now tighter and brighter for your listening pleasure. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Good morning to the kings of the internet sound waves, the skilled interns, and to the fan man. That's kind of all over the place. The fan man might be included in the skilled interns. As well.
What I think he's implying is that he lacks a certain set of skills.
I understand. I'm writing to wish my son, Andrew Misla, a most happy 7th birthday. Even at the tender age of 7, Andrew is one of your biggest fans. Every day when I pick him up from school, he wants to listen to TMOS, sit back, and laugh. So, let me do this. Andrew Misla. He has had the show open memorized since he was a wee lad.
Wow.
And comes away from almost every episode with something funny to tell his buddies at school. Well, Andrew, just tell them you're the brightest kid in school. You're the smartest kid.
Yes.
You're the most fun kid. And you are now our official Mike O'Mara Show Listener of the Day, Andrew Misla.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Woo. Tell your buddies at school that, okay? Maybe when he is older, I can tell him the story about how mommy and daddy went to NOLA to see you guys, but the daddy was overserved.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. And blacked out. See, now I didn't know this was for us. I thought they were going to share it with the boy. Anyway, but the daddy was overserved and blacked out during the Hall of Fame enshrinement at the live show.
Well, it's nice that he's able to link to the actual time of the blackout.
Oh, God. Andrew would love to hear the traditional TMOS birthday song. Thank you all for the joy you bring to mine and Andrew's ears. Keep up the funny, and we will pay you that money. Piedet Mienia's money. Yours in Christ, Romy Misla. And let's sing for Andrew because it's his birthday. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Andrew. Moving right along. Mr. Rob, if you don't mind my asking, what kind of software did you use to make Moe's Stop of the Week Stock Tip of the Week theme music? Thank you in advance, Brian McGuire.
I think he's referring to this.
This has been Moe's Stock Tip of the Day.
And I'm flattered that you think it's something I made in my computer, but I did not. That's the handiwork of listener P1 Ben McDaniel, who sings all parts in that and multi-tracks.
No, machine,
no, that's an actual singer. So that's a guy. Yeah. So thank you,
brilliant.
Ben.
He's brilliant, and we love him. Hi, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and assorted interns. Could you please wish my son, Jackson, a happy 9th birthday? Oh, now I realize, you know, we've got two kids' birthdays.
So sweet.
I've just laid it all out for Andrew, and now I've got another wonderful kid.
No, he's got a wonderful request you're going to very much enjoy, though. It'll help you steer it in the right direction.
Could you please wish my son, Jackson, Shimon, a happy 9th birthday? It was yesterday. He is such a great kid and has a great sense of humor. He even broadcasts a fake radio program with his friends during recess at school that is called Flap Jackson in the Morning.
That's fantastic.
That's the greatest name I have ever heard for a radio show, Flap Jackson.
I love it.
Hey, Flap Jackson. If the comedy wheel made its way to the Great White North this summer, could the Grief Man please tell Jackson the story about a little dog named Snuggles. There's too much there. Thanks, Michael K. Gallagher. P.S. Don't worry about Jack. He gets it. We both laughed pretty hard when the Grief Man was created a few weeks ago. You have to. Is that with the voice of the Grief
Man? It's the voice of the Grief Man, but he's sad and he talks about death because he's the Grief Man.
Hey, it's the Grief Man here. Glad we don't have to do an obit for Demi Lovato after the big OB. Hey, yes, sir.
We have so many maggots. We have so many maggots.
Grief Man.
Yeah, I know there. Yes.
You did.
Oscar, yeah.
You despise coming out of an up-tempo song into a dead dog letter.
Yeah, and I got to talk about a little dog dying. Yeah, he was a little dog, yeah, named Snuggles, yeah. But he was most important. Hold on. What happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this year? Hey, I want somebody to use his effing brain so I don't have to come out of an up-tempo record. Up-tempo record, yeah. With a dog about a... I got to talk about an effing dog dying. Yeah. Thank you. Stephanie Loftus writes, I'm so busted. I forgot to submit my best friend's birthday request last week and nearly forgot it this week, too. Adam Mayfield celebrated his 38th birthday on July 20th. He is currently saving money to spend at the Vegas show in November. To be more specific, for playing the Wheel of Fortune slots, he's a rube. Oh, I love him. How do you not love him? Let me explain.
Yeah.
The Wheel of Fortune slot machine, all right, is not really a slot machine at all. It's a rube machine.
Yeah, it is.
Because you're not even playing a slot machine the way it was meant to be played. What you're doing is you're playing a slot machine and you're really only paying attention to one wheel. And it's the wheel that will let you go, Wheel of Fortune. And then you're going to spin the wheel to get your $20 up on top when they've got $2,000. But there's the 20 that it lands on every time. Go through the casino. Check out the Wheel of Fortune machines. Look up at the wheel. See what number it's on. You know what you're going to see? You're going to see 20, 30, 20, 30, 20, right. 30, 20, 30, because that's all it ever lands on.
However, like the moth to the flame, as soon as you hear the machine go, Wheel of Fortune, people scurry to it.
I scurry.
You do.
And they all put them in the same spot.
Yep.
And so you've got a fat lady on your right and a fat lady on your left playing the Wheel of Fortune machines. And if it's an empty machine on your right or left, you know what it does? When you're playing your Wheel of Fortune machine, automatically it'll go, Wheel of Fortune. And you're playing your slot and you go, what was that?
And then you think that one's the winner, and then you play two at once.
Yeah, that's a good rube move.
Oh my
yeah.
God. Anyway, that's why I'll have a jar up on the stage. Anyway, guys, he's still going strong. My girlfriend was not happy that I found this sign so amusing. Now I know what to do every Wednesday in Ocean City, Junior Cranston. And it's a Mr. Duck sign. Mr. Ducks. There you go. Welcome to OC Wednesday. DJ Batman.
Yeah!
So there it is. There it is. DJ Batman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
DJ Batman on stage.
He lives.
Or in the DJ booth. Yeah. All right.
Takes a while to earn that Wednesday night slot. That's a pretty money slot Wednesday night.
That well, in the middle of season, you know, where everybody's down during holiday all season, right. Summer fun season.
Yeah.
Congratulations. We love you, DJ Batman.
All right.
All right.
Good morning, boys. The main reason for this letter is to ask you fine gentlemen to present my firstborn daughter with birthday greetings for her sweet 16. There are lots of kids having birthdays here. Her name is Rachel, and her birthday is tomorrow. She is my pride and joy. God, I hope there are no kids that didn't get their birthdays in this week. I'll feel bad about that. She is my pride and joy, and I couldn't be more proud of the young woman she is becoming. I would also like to thank you guys for the years and years of continued laughs and sanity medicine. There is nothing better than hopping into the car or getting behind the lawnmower and listening to TMOS. Keep up the fantastic therapy, and I wish you continued success. Sincerely, Brandon Rock. I guess that means the daughter is... Where's her name here?
Rachel.
We have her daughter?
Rachel.
Rachel.
Rachel
Rupp. Rachel.
Rachel Rupp. Happy birthday, sweet 16. Guys, our final letter. I hold in my hand our final letter. May a diseased yak fly up your sister's hoop skirt.
Hi-oh!
Hi-oh. Guys, thank you for having Ted Koppel on the show last May. It was just the prompting I needed to finally meet with a pulmonologist. Both my grandfather and father passed away from pulmonary failure. The great news is that I currently have no issues. Well, I'm glad you got it checked out.
Can I play this tape because it actually came up naturally in conversation?
Your buddy right. Rob Spiewak is the biggest pain in the ass I've ever known.
Thank you, Ted.
You. Even the asthma I was diagnosed with years ago was misdiagnosed. The pulmonologist believes the issues are more allergies and reflux.
Wow.
Okay. So I am now trying a new course of treatment. I recommend, really, this would help. This would help you. Little Debbie. Anyway, thank you again. All the best to TMOS. Keep up the funny. Kim Marinus. What's wrong with me today?
I know what you're thinking.
What, a song?
It's a natural rhyme, isn't it?
It is. It absolutely is.
A jingle?
Maybe.
Let me tell you the story about Kim Marinus. Didn't like... No, I'm sorry. didn't like being... Kim could be a man or
yes,
a woman.
Yes, I'm... Right?
Sure.
I'm banking man.
I'm the Kim who called from South Korea in April 2017. P.P.S. Oscar should bring the gingerbread man I gifted him into the studio. TMOS would be a much better home for Gingy. Do you have that
I have
toy?
The Gingy. Yeah, I'll bring it in.
Good.
I want to tell you. So is Kim a dude or is Kim a lady?
It doesn't. It's unclear. It's unclear in the letter.
That could be the song, too. Let me tell you the story about Kim Marinus. The boys didn't know whether he had a penis. I had to. For those of you that are listening to TMOS for the first time, welcome. That's the show in a nutshell. Get it? A nutshell. After we talked about Kim Marinus and whether he had a penis.
Well, it's better that the gender was not identified because who are we?
Yeah, because then we'd get in trouble.
Yeah, well, who are we, right?
Yeah,
right.
Who are we?
Precisely. Who are we?
Yes.
If Kim Marinus was a guy that had a sex change operation, mm-hmm. then it would be Kim Marinus who got rid of his. Yes. And then if Kim Marinus was a girl that had been a guy, then it would be Kim Marinus who went out and got a...
Yeah.
Okay.
It works both ways.
Just like Kim.
I don't think I've offended anyone.
No, not at all.
I know who you're talking about, and they are very sweet, and they'll get it.
Yes.
Right. Kristen Jenner, is it? Caitlyn. Yes. Caitlyn Jenner went out with his daughter the other night, and they had the same dress on. Did you see that?
Oh, that is mortifying.
Twinsies.
It was. Yeah. Oh, she looked like she was handling. She's a Jenner. She's a Jenner Kardashian.
Yes.
She can handle anything.
Of course. Bring it on.
Let's start the damn show, shall we? Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Yes, I'm married. I shouldn't say, it's not politically correct to say the word married anymore, so I apologize. I'm sorry. I'm not married. I am sexually impaired. Being impaired, you know, it is like having a disability, except instead of being able to park anywhere, you only get one spot to park in. And on most nights, there's no parking allowed. That's the difference between single guys and married guys, right? Single guys, they just go around looking for a spot. Right? Single guys just want some overnight parking. Sometimes they'll take the first spot they see. Sometimes they will circle the block looking for a better spot. They will even approach a spot that's taken and be like, are you?
Beautiful.
That's single guys. Married guys, we have a spot. And it's our own legal spot. But there are all sorts of parking restrictions. Oh, yeah, you got to read the signs on her face every night, like... Can I park here? This can be okay. What's it say? No park Monday to Thursday, 8 p.m. to midnight, except weekends, holidays, anniversaries. Yeah, I'm not going to risk it. I'm not going to.
This is Wade Byard, the public information officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
We are coming to you from our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., in the Podcast Village Studios. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. The show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide radio program and podcast with a loyal following of listeners. They get it, and if you're listening right now, you do too. We are always ready to hear from you, just like we did with the mailbag. We'll do it tomorrow with our wide-open Wednesday phone calls. Our show is an interactive experience, and we love our audience participation. So please, let us hear from you all over the world. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, and brought to you by this wonderful product that I hold in my hand
right
now. It's called Fixed. There it is, perfect. Ladies and gentlemen. When your car's check engine light comes on, you panic, right?
Sure.
Because you don't know if it's simple maintenance or something more serious. And you don't want to rely on some shady mechanic to tell you the problem. That's why you need Fixed. Fixed is like a health monitor for your car. It connects to the free Fixed app on your smartphone and scans your car for problems and tells you what's wrong with your car. Fixed alerts you to over 7,000 potential issues, so you never have to wonder or guess. Imagine telling the mechanic what to do instead of him telling you what you need. Priceless. I have an issue with my Subaru.
Yes.
And I will be going out at the conclusion of this program to put the Fixed into my car and to hopefully self-diagnose the problem so that when I go back to the mechanic, I can identify it and tell him what to look for.
That's the beauty. It takes 40 seconds. That's all it takes.
7,000 potential issues. It can save you thousands in unnecessary car repairs and hours of waiting around a dealership. Fixed can be installed in seconds on any gasoline car made after 1996. Anybody can do it. Mm-hmm. No tools required. We've all installed it, and we love it. Return it within 30 days for a full refund if you're not delighted. Save money, time, and anxiety. Get Fixed today. Here's what I want you to know. Right now, you can get Fixed for as low as $39 each, plus our listeners will get additional 10% off when you enter the promo code TMOS at www.listentomycar.com. Just go to www.listentomycar.com. Now, can't we just say listentomycar.com?
Yes, you can. You can.
And enter promo code TMOS for an additional 10% off the already discounted price.
Love it.
That's how wonderful it is right there, Fixed. I'm looking forward to using that because the Subaru is, got a little check engine light on it.
I wish they made Fixed for my larynx. I feel like I'm going to cough at every moment, but I don't know if it's allergies.
Allergies. They are horrible today.
I'm a little sinusy today. Yeah. I'm a little sinusy. It's the mold and the pollen.
Because we're coming off all that wet.
Oh my God, there's mold everywhere.
Mold.
You're going to get him excited. He would say it's allergies if you came in bleeding from the eye. There is no
that's how I feel.
Thought process, but I mean, you don't know for sure.
No, I and also, here's how you know I know. I call my father.
You lose all credibility because last year you walked around saying those allergies and those bronchitis.
Yeah, but do you know how much the allergies made the bronchitis worse? Because I had bronchitis and itchy eyes.
Which itchy eye?
What rhymes with marinas?
Speaking of you. Sometimes they just write themselves. Rob Spiewak, how was your weekend of wonderful man-on-man, man-boy love?
That was great.
But, and I shouldn't say there's nothing funny about man-boy love.
No.
Dotson's an intern, and I just think it's a little odd that you're with a boy in his 20s.
He's much older now and much larger now.
Who's in his 20s, that's a boy to me because it's, he's a child still.
Yes, but I've known him for a long time, and he was an intern here, and he's a good guy. And he is a film enthusiast, and he'd never seen the movie It's a Mad, 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 Mad World. And so it came up that also, I didn't realize this, that friend of the show and super Capitals fan, GOAT, William Stillwell, is an aficionado of Mad World like I am. He knows passages of the movie. He has it memorized. So I arranged a screening at my house, and we watched it on Friday night. Dotson and I had old fashions. Mr. Stillwell was drinking gin and tonics, and we watched the movie, and it was great.
Mad, Mad World, can you go through, off the top of your head, I know you can pull this off.
Yes.
Can you list the cast members, because Mad Mad World was the first real... All right, are you okay there, Oscar?
Oh my God, listen to you.
Oh my God, he's dying. Yeah, he is. That's the point. Where would we be if that happened?
Oh.
If he just tumbled over one day?
The thing that's really sad is
How screwed would we be?
He wouldn't let us miss a day for his funeral.
I know.
That's the thing. Better?
So here it is.
Better, okay. Thank you.
The thing about it is this Mad Mad World, I do not chastise you for Mad Mad World as much as I would for the idea of going to a Marx Brothers, because Mad Mad World has a who's who of comedic talent the from
first,
like the 60s.
Like the first big time all-star comedy brouhaha that they set out to do a huge movie like that. The cast,
this was the precursor for things like Smokey and the Bandit and those kind of crazy.
It's a chase.
Movies,
it's a
right?
chase movie. Essentially, they're looking for money. And your cast is, pardon me, Oscar. I think it's catching.
We're on the same page.
Jesus
you have
Christ, guys.
Spencer, either that or Pony's trying to kill us.
Yeah, I saw him spreading dust around.
I saw Mission Impossible yesterday in the theater, and I was like, yeah, this is how Pony would take us out.
What I thought it would be is I would put the nerve gas into the ventilation system, and I would let it go into the studio. Thus, it would first affect their larynx, and then they would drop dead.
All they have to do is left click on the cylinder.
And my plan is to walk into the studio and moon Mike before I shut it all down.
I got my dinger here, and okay. I'll.
All right.
That's the ring for good celebrities, and of course, this will be the buzz for bad
the star is of course Spencer Tracy. I think it's his second to last movie. Then you have Sid Caesar, you have Dorothy Provine, you have
she doesn't get billing.
She's in the top nine because she played Sid Caesar's wife. She was married to Ernie Kovacs. She was a big deal.
No one knows her though.
All right, but I have to methodically go through the cast or I'm not going to get it right.
She got
okay,
a bunch of, go ahead.
Mickey Rooney, Buddy Hackett, Jonathan Winters, Milton Berle, Ethel Merman, Dorothy Provine. Okay, no so good. You have, and then we
you get, already said her, though. You already said her.
No, I said Edie. I meant to say Edie Adams. Edie Adams and then Dorothy Provine. Those are the two.
Was Edie Adams the cigarette Tipperello lady?
Yeah, the minute you walked in the joint.
I'll give her
and then Dorothy Provine, who I'm sure you remember from the show The Roaring Twenties, which was actually in The Roaring Sixties.
See, that Dorothy Provine does work. Is that it? Is that the whole cast?
No. And then you have Phil Silvers. You have Jerry Lewis is in there. You have the Three Stooges. Marvin Kaplan and Arnold Stang own a gas station.
Who are Marvin Kaplan and Arnold Stang?
Arnold Stang was the voice of Top Cat. And Marvin Kaplan played the guy Henry that sat at the diner in Alice. Do you remember him with
this
the glasses?
This is for Rob, just knowing this off the top of his head.
Then, you can't forget the great Phil Silvers, Sergeant Bilko.
You already mentioned Phil.
Okay, I want to make sure I got him in there. Then you have Don Knotts is in there. Terry Thomas.
Terry Thomas. I'm going to give Terry Thomas a ding, too.
Dick Shawn.
Dick Shawn.
Jim O.
How much did they pay these people? Did they do it for free or what?
I'm sure they did it for scale. Don't forget, how about another round of old fashions and don't make them so sweet this time?
Jim Backus
is great in the movie.
Yes, absolutely. Right.
Let's see. I'm going to skip people that you would not care about, like real old stars, except...
Well, try me. That's why I've got the buzzer
okay,
here.
Ben Blue, who was an old comic of the 30s. How about Buster Keaton?
Buster Keaton, a silent film star and a major star, yes.
Peter Falk? Eddie Rochester Anderson.
Oscar, it is an incredible cast, isn't it? When you're really thinking about it, who else?
This when people great. Are like, what do you know about Rob? I was like, I know.
Didn't know I get this. I didn't know like, what I amazing. Asked him. I didn't know I guess. This is amazing.
Eddie Rochester Anderson from the Jack Benny Show. He's one of the cab drivers.
Rochester.
And right. Speaking of what, Jack Benny's in it as well. Jack Benny has a walk-on. let's see. Who else? From the Bowery Boys, Leo Gorcy plays a cab driver.
I know him
from the Monogram series of the Bowery Boys, which used to be the Dead End Kids. I think that's about where we're. Oh, the voice on the phone of Lieutenant Culpepper's wife is Selma Diamond, who played the old brassy bailiff on the first few seasons of Night Court.
Okay, that's incredible.
I know I've got to be leaving a few out, but those are your top billers right there.
What year is
1963? I think it's 63. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Who
was president?
That would be Kennedy was president when they were shooting.
Ooh.
And pardon the
pun. After the shooting,
I'm sure it was LBJ.
After the shooting, it was LBJ, of course. Oh, the shooting of the movie
and the shooting of the president.
Sorry. Okay, I understand. There we are. Jesus. Too soon. But anyway,
way too soon, Mike.
What a screwball madcap comedy.
Carl Reiner, Paul Ford, as a matter of fact, and Barry
Who's
Chase.
Paul Ford?
Paul Ford was the guy from Sergeant Bilko that said, Bilko, are those men gambling in there?
He has to talk when Mickey Rooney and Buddy Hackett are in the plane. He's the one that has to talk them down and land the plane. And Goat and I watched
an airplane.
Have you not gone to school today? Are you seeing this? Are you seeing this? You want to know where it is? You want to know where it all is? It's there. Do you see this level of enthusiasm? Do you see this?
This class is like home economics to me.
I know. That's women's work. Yes. I don't know what that means.
And it does I'm no good sure to me.
Okay. Well, you wouldn't kill you to learn how to cook. But after a careful watching of the movie, anyone who has a credit in the movie, as far as like being a recognizable name, Goat and I only found two people that are still alive, and that's Carl Reiner and Barry Chase, the dancer. That's it.
Wow.
For the entire cast. Yeah.
That's sad.
Jerry was one of the last.
Was there a plague?
No, it was the curse. Pony went on set.
Yeah, it's called old age. The plague is called natural causes.
Yes, their lifestyle finally caught up with them.
Absolutely. That's incredible.
Yeah.
So it was you, Goat, and Dotson all in your room just getting... What was Dotson drinking?
Dotson was drinking Old Fashions. He actually, you know what? Class move, brought me a bottle of Crown.
That's really nice of him.
Was Mrs. Goat there?
No, amazingly, when Goat and I get together, Mrs. Spiewak and Mrs. Stillwell usually find something else to do.
But they get together themselves?
No, they have in the past. But
they find separate things
to do.
Okay. I remember one time, and just to let you know that, I like to think our house is a very comfortable and welcoming environment.
You know, it warms my heart, though, that that your friends, like Goat and Dotson, get the same treatment from your wife that the show does. So that's good. That makes me feel I feel better now. I feel actually better.
One time, after watching, I believe it might have been the Christmas movie Christmas in Connecticut, and we were well into it, and Mrs. Stillwell, Goat's wife, Jill, she said, I know it's not going to bother you guys, but I'm just going to lay down on the couch and go to sleep. Is that okay?
And she took a nap.
And she took a nap while we continued to watch that and watch SCTV.
And drink heavily.
Yeah, and then after, we weren't quite ready for the night to be done, so when the movie finished, and it's a nearly four-hour movie. It's over 3 hours.
This is where the sexcapades break out.
So is it really
over 3 hours?
Well, we watched the 4K restoration. Yeah, it's got everything in it. And so we watched cartoons for a while.
I would like, what?
What? So what is in the 4K restoration?
The original
running time of the film
Let me give you the exact running time of the film, because I want to make sure I get it right. But the movie was released originally. It was one of two, I believe, Cinerama movies made, which means it was made to project on a super wide screen. And then
Cinerama,
as it got to be, to smaller and smaller venues, little bits would be cut out. When it went to TV, little bits were cut out. And so some of the stuff only exists now in audio. So when you watch the restoration, they show stills, but they have the soundtrack.
Oh, wow.
Sometimes they have the audio and not.
You might want to ask about the little bits being cut out. Kim Marinas. I'm sorry. It's a callback.
Mike, it is 1963. I got that right. And the standard version is 3 hours, 25 minutes. And the one we watched was longer than that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's an evening.
Right it is.
There.
And another neat thing is during the intermission, they actually have the original tapes from when they released the movie, because the whole movie is they're chasing after money and everybody has their own problems getting to where the money is going to be buried. They have cop, like police radio stuff that they would pipe into the theater to update you what was going on with the characters. And they put that back in to the intermission so you could hear what goes on during the 20 minutes that you're out getting popcorn or in those days grabbing a smoke.
Yeah, it actually had that. That's back in the day. They don't do many of it. There are a few films that were made that actually have intermissions, and it's kind of cool. So it sounds like a festive evening.
It was a great evening, and pizza and drinks. I mean, how can you beat it?
Before we get to the cartoons,
yes.
By the time the movie is over, who is courting who? Because I know you and Go are probably fighting over young Dotson.
Well, you see, that's the thing, is that technically Goat and I are both power bottoms, and so it's awkward.
Oh, stop it! No, stop! Gosh.
Well played.
Why the cartoons, you freaks?
Because that's another thing, is that when you look at the age difference, Dotson never grew up in an age when like Bugs Bunny or Warner Brothers cartoons would be on Channel 5 or Channel 20. So
weird.
And Goat and I know them all by memory. So I just randomly grabbed a disc of my Warner Brothers set, and we watched about probably a half a dozen cartoons.
Is it silent? Is there silence in there when you're watching Bugs Bunny?
Black and white?
No, we're laughing. Like, no, some,
almost 50
their color.
Years of age and you're watching Bugs Bunny?
The problem with Mad World is that Goat and I, he is as ADD about the movie as I am, so we're saying the lines just a split second before they happen on screen.
Also, can I add this? Yes. If you took this story out of this studio
right,
and you told this to a friend at a barbecue, he would be calling the FBI right away.
It's a little. How many cartoons did you? I didn't know you watched cartoons.
Oh, I love. I have.
Did you watch the cartoons because you were just S faced?
No, I watch cartoons when I'm sober. I watch probably a half dozen or seven of them with those guys.
Really?
They were all good ones too. Yeah.
Bugs Bunny. What else?
I think they were all Bugs Bunny.
All Warner Brothers.
Yeah, all Warner Brothers. I have the four discs. I have 20 discs of Warner Brothers cartoons. That's a problem, isn't it?
It
sounds worse
problem.
Saying it than having it.
Right, your now, right yeah. now, you know, this is your TMOSQ rating, which I can literally hear going up now among the mobbers. This is why the mobbers love you.
You can't be the only one with those discs. They're popular.
Yeah, they are popular. And
with kids.
I wouldn't say kids. I don't think Bugs Bunny plays with kids anymore. Bugs Bunny plays with kids my age.
I just came up with a great idea. Came up with a phenomenal idea. Oscar, I have it.
Okay.
I have it. You know how we have had issues with our boy Rob.
What drives Rob?
And technical issues with Rob in the studio.
Yeah.
You know, there have been
we
a few.
All
Rob,
had
you
issues.
Will admit yourself, it's been a hell of a month, right?
Yeah.
It's been a terrible month where things have been messed up and we've had trouble getting on, and a lot of the problems are self-inflicted, and both you and Pony have probably, you've been behind the eight ball for the entire month. I've got a way that we can regain
what's
the
idea?
Focus on the show for Rob. We decorate the studio like a pediatric dentist's office. We'll put Daffy Duck on the wall. It'll make the environment. It'll make you
comforting.
Focus, like
comforting.
Like for example, the computer that you have been having trouble with.
Yes.
Or the soundboard. We'll put Warner Brothers characters.
We can put stickers
there, right?
Send figurines to the studio.
And Rob has not bought up the audio board one time in the last 2 months because he's got a picture of Sylvester on it. It'll be perfect.
If we can do those decorations and have Matt Dotson in here without his shirt on, I'm sure everything will be just fine.
There you go. That's a wonderful idea. We'll get right on that. Get that right out
felt
to the producers.
Stickers.
That's exciting. Wow.
Puffy stickers.
Puffy stickers. Yeah, that's what I want
to
say.
That's beautiful. I like to bitch about going to a carny fair, and I went to a real carny fair. And you might be able to help me with this too, Rob, because when we come back, I'll tell you about the balloon dart game and my exchange with a pure carny, a younger carny, because I always like to outwit the carnies, and then they end up outwitting me.
Yes, that's what they do.
Big fun. Yes, the Bangor State Fair, ladies and gentlemen, still going on. Bring your cash. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hi, this is Courtney Calkins.
And I'm Todd Moore on Amera 411.
Tune in and hear the latest about the Rob and Joe Show, Cake and Cookies, and also political persuasions.
We're bringing you the latest in comedy and entertainment on the Moore Network.
And if you're a fan of all of that and above, for whatever I'm trying to say,
tune in to America.
It's great.
By the way, we're not banging. Let's do it again.
All right, I want to get to
smart.
That after I tell you about this.
Okay.
Listen to me right now. I love my Ring doorbell.
Yes.
Ring is a wonderful client of the Mike O'Meara Show. Ring's mission is to make neighborhoods safer, and they are doing it. I know you know about their smart video doorbells and cameras that protect millions of people everywhere. Ring helps you stay connected to your home from anywhere in the world. I will tell you about my floodlight and camera package that I have protecting my property up here in Maine. It's wonderful. If there's a package delivery or a surprise visitor, you'll get an alert and you'll be able to see, hear, and speak to them. I hope you've seen the TV commercials.
They're
great.
It's
really fantastic. All from your phone, no matter where you are, thanks to the HD video and two-way audio features on a Ring device. I just got the Ring floodlight cam. Now, what it is it's two floodlights with the camera mounted in the middle. I can turn on the floodlights at will. I can communicate with people at the door. I can see what's going on. And on a fun note, when we're back down in Florida and they're getting a blizzard up here, we'll check out our Ring floodlight cam.
So
it's
cool.
Fantastic. I really, really love this. It's the world's only motion-activated security camera with built-in floodlights, a siren alarm, and two-way audio. So you can see, hear, and speak to anyone on your property from anywhere. I am in love with it. If you get the $3 a month protection plan, all of your Ring video is saved forever.
How about that?
You know, if you are in an area where you've had issues, that's a valuable investment right there. That equals peace of mind. As a TMOS listener, you have access to a special offer on a Ring starter kit. It's available right now. It has a video doorbell and a motion-activated floodlight cam. This starter kit has everything you need to start building a ring of security around your home. Just go to ring.com/TMOS. That's ring.com/TMOS and start living safer today. I just love it. I have
so
not
cool.
had the opportunity that I, you know, and I don't want to have the opportunity to say, what are you doing? But I love the commercials where they do that.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Where you have somebody standing outside
peace
and they're like, get ready to, you know, to peer in the window. It's like, can I help you? No!
And the
bad
easiest
guy.
Thing in the world to install. It takes moments. It's so easy.
Exactly.
Great product.
Okay, exactly. All right. I want to tell you about the Bangor State Fair. So Sunday, actually before the weekend began, Mrs. O'Mara said, you know, there's a fair up in Bangor, Maine on Sunday. We could take the little guy. Well, right now he's getting into that perfect age where you can take him to these things and he's just 5 years old is the prime age to be wide-eyed and full of wonder,
mm-hmm.
and also you can still manipulate time. How
yes.
long are we staying for? We're staying for the whole day, and then an hour later you go, oh, day's over. It's good. You can still kind of roll that way.
Quick sidebar, got a wonderful call from Michael yesterday, and mm-hmm. it's so funny.
Oh, yeah,
that
he called both of you guys.
Yeah.
And he's
gotten about the birthday present.
So great about talking on the phone, because I got him a ukulele. I mm-hmm. said, Michael, do you know what the word ukulele means in Hawaiian? What? I said, jumping flea, and there's a full 3-beat pause, and he goes, what?
So sweet.
You guys were so nice to my little guy, and he loves the ukulele. He loves the spy kit. He's
it's
having
so cool.
much fun. And really, it's just, you know, he's at the age now where everything is cool. Everything.
Yeah. He also gets
he's
jokes.
He's into everything.
He does get
he
jokes.
He totally gets jokes. Yeah.
He gets jokes, and he also works me. Like he works
what
me.
Do you mean?
He comes into the bedroom this morning, which is his deal. He comes in early, and he's not coming over to my side. And he's giving me the, like that.
Oh,
like,
no.
Yeah, first thing in the morning, I haven't exchanged with the child.
Yeah. Right.
He said, you're mean to me. You and mommy are mean to me.
That,
I said, well, you know, but we love you. Well, why are you mean? I said, we're not mean. We're taking care of you. We're protecting you. That's our job as a mommy and daddy, is to protect you. He said, I don't like it, and I'm never coming up to this bedroom again. And I'm like, oh, I said, and then you know, and now good fathers, good parents, people that have studied psychology
right.
and know that these are formative years, you know, would say, oh, you don't mean that, and I love you so much, and I'm sorry, you know, but I react like with my thin skin and my pettiness is like, well, if you feel that way, just pound sand. He goes out the door. Carl looks over and says, why did you do that? So I guess if he's going to be pissy with me, I'm going to be pissy with him first thing in the morning.
Yep.
I'm 59.
Don't ruin my day, man.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Hey, what's with the buzzkill, dude?
Hey, cut it out, dude.
That's how I would have handled it, Mike. I think you handled that exactly right.
Well, anyway, you and I are both fathers of the year. And so we take him to the fair. It's going to be great. And, you know, I haven't been to one of these things in a long time. And what I love is the carnival games, because I can win something and when they're little. Now, the big one, and they had a couple of these at the Bangor State Fair, are my favorite game of all is Squirt It in the Clown's Mouth.
Yes.
Make the thing go up and ring the bell.
We played that with Dodson.
And we got there. That's wonderful. That's it. I played it with Kim Martinez.
Today's show is rich with callbacks.
I hope that guy's got a sense of humor.
Or
Kim, we love you. Or girl. Kim, Pat. Anyway, we go up there, and I love the squirt gun game, and it's early. We get to the fair early. Advantage to being up early on the weekend is you can go to the fair early. So
sure.
We roll over, and we get up there. I think it opened at noon. We're there 12:15, something like that. People had not arrived. Apparently, these state fairs are evening activities for a certain group of people. You don't want to be at a fair after dark, in my opinion. It's just, you know, it's not cool. It's a it's
little seedy.
You know, a little seedy. I think. Not, you know. So we're there, and we see that they've got the squirt in the clown's mouth. And it's great, because I know that Carla and I will play against Michael, and we will squirt in the car and let him win, and he will win the prize. Mm-hmm. And now I'm used to, you know, you put your buck down and you shoot in the clown's mouth. But what I didn't realize was, I said, okay, how much is it? She says, $5 a person. I went,
what?
When did it go? And she's the lady, instead of giving me like a disinterested response, yeah, she looks down at me and she goes, I know, I told him. I told him
$5.
That's a lot of money.
$15 to win a plastic toad. Are you bull-essing me, lady?
That's like,
and
this is DC prices.
Yeah.
Oh, it was $5 for everything.
Oh,
every carnival
God.
Game was $5. That was the last game. That was the last game that we played. That
was the last time
in as a family. He got to play, but it was, you know, what normally would have been $5. And I know people are going to say, what are you, 150 years old? No, I'm just not used to the fare being everything is $5.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess inflation, which we're hearing about lately.
$3. Get it.
It should be $3.
$3. Yeah. Get it.
Yeah.
That $5 is
under a 10
BS.
Spot for the family.
It's $5 is a meal.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. But it was the first item at the fair. We didn't want to disappoint the little guy, and we let him win, and it was fantastic. And then it was off to another
carny
game.
Is that where he won the
game.
Trumpet?
No. I'll tell you where I can remember where, just like you remember Mad Mad World.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I can remember where he won the trumpet.
Okay.
We go over to the dart game with the balloons.
Yeah.
That is also $5. But at this point, it's $5 for the little guy to play.
Yeah, right? You're not going $3.15. Right.
And the guy says, okay, here you go, little man, 3 for $5. And if you break one, you get a prize. If you break two, you get a medium prize. You break three, you get. So Michael throws the dart. And on his first throw, he breaks two balloons.
Nice.
No kidding.
And on his third, he broke another balloon. And so he gets the large prize. At this point, the carny, and I've always been, there's always been an element of terror for me with these people.
Yeah.
You know, because I
small
just picture
hands
them.
Smell like
doing,
cabbage.
I nomads, just, you know.
I picture them doing horrible things, you know, when they come into a town.
Yeah.
You know, I've got all the bad things about. And the carny goes into this. Now, listen. For another $5, you get the thing, and Dad will do the babbles. And he starts going to this, blah, 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 like that. He says, okay, now, if you, listen, if you hit it, you pay me $5. If you miss it, I do it. And he's doing that thing where, you know, if you're right, you give me $5. If I'm right, I give you $5. Or, you know what, that bait and switch thing?
Yeah, sure. So heads I win, tails you lose.
Yeah. I know I'm being carnied.
Yeah.
But I don't know the detail of the carny, so I start to beat my chest a little bit. And I said, no, no, no. Listen to this, Michael. This is what these people do. This
oh,
is what
no.
They do.
In front of him, you do
and
this?
In front of him. Yeah, F him. I'm not. I know he's trying to conjure and stuff like that. And so I said, just give him the large prize. Give him the large prize, please. And then he says, well, you know, if you'd blah, blah, blah. I said, you know what? This is wonderful. We're being upsold. By the way, the upsell was invented at the carnival. That's where the whole concept. When they tell you for an extra $2, you can now get extra French fries. That all started right here.
Right.
I'm saying this right in front of the guy. He said, listen to this. I don't understand what he's saying, but I know it's trying to separate me from my money. Well, he starts
good
laughing.
For you.
He starts, the carny laughs?
Good for you.
He's laughing because he's enjoying the thing. I said,
yes.
Can you roll that by me one day? Did you just say to me, if I break a balloon, I pay you another $5? Is that what you said? Well, it's an upgrade. I said, no, it's not. It's not an upgrade. It's separating me from another $5. And I'm having fun with the guy because he's having fun.
Right.
Now, that was not that I got. The only other moment of snark that I had was when you go into the carnival, you pay, this is how much it costs, $7 per person.
An admission fee.
And the little guy, I said, we've got a little one here. He said, if he's under three, he gets him for free. And she looks at him, he's not under three. I said, okay, thank you. Well, it's $21
right.
That I didn't have. You know, thank you. Take it. Take. That's all you do at the carnival. Then they have ticket booths where it's like, tickets, three or four tickets to ride the rides, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you have to find the ticket kiosk. And I go over to the lady at the ticket kiosk and I said, for whatever amount of money, for like $20, $21, I will get, for $20, I'll get 21 tickets. Okay. I think that's what it was, right? So like $1 a ticket, roughly. And so she goes, here you go. And she just hands it across. Silent. Right? Yep. And I look at her and I go, good talking to you. And I moved on, and that, and she didn't even respond. She's so bitter and angry with that. And then they're the the obligatory guys that are like, hey, my head, come on over here.
The older seasoned carnies, yeah.
The seasoned carnies. And then you've got the rides, which he goes on. And I'm very specific on the rides that I want him to go. I don't want him to go on anything that has a centripetal force to it.
Spinning
because
rides.
I've seen the viral videos of the, you know, of little Johnny, you know, going real airborne, like when they fly off. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The one thing I said absolutely not, and Carla agreed with me, is the one where he's on the chain swing.
Oh, the swing.
That goes dangerous.
I mean, it really looks like it was invented in 1910. Yes.
Yeah, and, but they have safety chains on those. I've looked at them. You'd probably be all right.
Yeah, you like amusement parks more than I do.
I do. And, I do. There's a certain amount of trust.
He went on a little roller coaster. I got some great video of him, cool. You know, going on the roller coasters. And he's a cool kid. He's a very, very cool kid. But ultimately, if you're going to one of these state fairs, be prepared to separate yourself from your money. Because it's that.
$5 a game is.
That's high.
That's unheard of. Too but that high. May be the national average.
Mm. Yeah, it might be, but I'll tell you something. I left poorer than I did, and
Mike, those plastic trumpets—they're not free, you know.
Did you win anything for Carla?
Just another year of blissful marriage, Oscar.
Hey, big winner! Yeah,
and he got the.
You
got
to pay her though.
The trumpet that he blew all day long—that little squeaky kazoo trumpet—by fishing a shark out and getting a large prize. The trumpet was a large prize.
Oh yeah, I can tell.
The trumpet was a large prize. He won a sword with a little electronic cushing
oh, neat.
That thing. Uh-huh. And what else did he win? Pack of smokes. We'll take a break, and when we come back, more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. I didn't realize we were running this late. I'm sorry.
You asked, and we listened. Now you can listen on Spotify. In our never-ending effort to make it easier for you to access our content, The Mike O'Mara Show can now be streamed on Spotify, just another platform that gives you full TMOS access. So go grab the show and listen, and spread the word. The more you know, the more we grow. TMOS on Spotify. Grab it.
Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show. It's the calm before the storm. Listen up. There is an 85% likelihood that the Fed will raise rates in their September and December meetings, so now is the time to lock in a low fixed rate or get pre-approved for a new loan before rates go any higher. Go to Cornerstone First Financial. Whether it's a refi or a purchase, you'll get the lowest rates guaranteed. Work with the friends of TMOS. Cornerstone First Financial is a direct lender with their own money and the ability to meet any competitor's estimate. And it's not because they're in the same building, and no. It's not because I do a radio show or Oscar does a radio show, but Oscar, those people really, really are kind human beings.
I did business with them before they were advertisers, so I can tell you firsthand that when someone tells you to go elsewhere to see if they can find a better deal, and then you come back because you couldn't, that means they're doing business right.
Yeah.
Yep. You can get pre-approved before you work with an agent, so you know what you qualify for. Just like so many TMOS listeners have done before you, I promise you, Cornerstone First Financial will give you sound advice. Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. Personal attention from application to closing. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, Florida, Georgia, and Colorado. Don't wait. Now is the time to call Cornerstone First Financial, and we thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This is a quickie.
Yes.
And Oscar, first of all, I want to check on two things. Your rat situation.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Has it resolved itself at all?
It has dissipated to a certain level.
How can you give us a degree of dissipation?
There are no, this monsoon season, I don't know what has happened. Two things have happened. The construction has ended.
Yes.
And I don't know if someone's building a pool or a safe house or a bomb shelter. Basement, who knows what it is?
A lot of digging.
Nobody knows. No one's willing to tell. But that is done. So now when I'm downstairs trying to get away from my wife and sleeping on the couch,
sure,
I don't hear squeak, 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 squeak anymore.
They That's got good. Them.
Things have dissipated. Yes. They've gone to other locations. They've settled.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think maybe they said later on, Georgia.
So it's a win, right?
It's a big win. Mm. I wouldn't feel horrible if I passed out on my floor anymore.
Okay.
Really?
Yes.
The rat situation reminds me of what we did over the weekend, the end of last week, when we went up to Bangor again. We were going up to, I forgot what the reason was. We were going up for some particular reason. We go into the big town
right.
that's closer to the little town. I have no idea why. But we're up there, and Linda Herr, who came up to Maine, mm-hmm. and we got together for a drink with Linda and hung out with her for a little bit. She had said that she had an app on her phone that shows her cool, like, pop culture sites that that she should check out.
Yeah.
And we're having a chat with her. And one of the things that she mentioned was that she had gone to see the Stephen King house. Because he's from Bangor, Maine. Right. That's where he's from. Stephen King, the famous author. A lot of people might not realize that.
Pet Cemetery, down the road from you.
Yeah.
Yes, Pet Cemetery is down the road. He's a Mainer. A lot of his books have been set in Maine. You know, the incredible horror author, Stephen King. Well, he's got a house that is a legitimate tourist attraction. And I looked it up online because we're driving into Bangor and Carla's driving. She does that a lot. When yes. She gets frustrated with me yelling at people. And we looked at the website. And there's a picture of his house with bats on the iron gate in front of his house. It's kind of a
actual gothic, bats or are they like cool. iron bats?
No, they're part iron of bats. Like the,
that's a hideous like thing to do. Ew.
No, it's kind of it's the Stephen King playing it up. I don't even know if the dude lives there anymore, but it, you know, he's got the, and people go see the Stephen King house, and we're driving into Bangor. I said, you know what? Why don't we just do that? We're driving into Bangor anyway. We, you know, you have to go to, you know, TJ Smacks or whatever the hell you're getting to get your, you know, mirror for the bathroom, whatever.
TJ and why don't we Smacks.
Just, and so we go in. It's a knockoff of TJ Maxx.
Yeah, it's not as good.
Right.
Like McDowell's.
Actually, no, it's not TJ Maxx. It's TJ Shemp. That's
what it's called?
Yeah, TJ Shemp.
Yeah, have all the same TJ. Things. They just didn't want to buy the franchise.
I kid. I off kid colors. I love.
Yes. Yeah.
So I look in the phone and I said, oh, there it is. And I see a picture. This is pretty cool. Drive by. We don't even get out of the car. We'll just drive by the Stephen King house. Mm-hmm. And she goes, okay, put the address in the nav. And I swear to you, I am not making this up. We put it into the nav.
Oh,
and
no.
As we put the address into the nav, it says, 2.4 miles to the Stephen King house. They say, hey, we're practically on top of it. That's fantastic. Let's go. And then the nav begins to go, at the next road, take a left. And we take a left. Right. And we looked at it. It's like right away they told us to take a left. Go 600 feet and take a right.
Oh.
At the next stop sign, turn left onto Miller Street.
Ooh.
At the next turn, and all of a sudden it's taking me left, then right, then left, then right. And then I looked on my nav and it said, the Stephen King house is 19 miles away.
Oh!
We're in some sort of hideous vortex that's terrifying. It's very scary.
Oh, damn.
Wow.
And it went on and off. We never made it. So it said 2 miles and then it was 19 miles.
That's
said,
weird.
I don't know. And then the navigation we had for going to TJ Smacks that we had put in earlier, that starts talking. At one point, I had three navigations talking at the same time. But as Oscar would say, it was probably a dad moment.
I don't know. It was lying to you.
Could I ask you both a question?
Yeah.
Do you want, or may I, do you want the navigation in your car to work? Because I never even look at it. I never even try it. It's always my phone, right?
That's what I was about.
But
phone
don't
was
you
going
want
badass.
Your navigation in your car to work the way it should?
Wouldn't it be great if the technology in the modern automobile yes. was up to speed with what you get on an app right? and you update every week?
Yeah. I had nav in a car and it never worked right because it was always out of date. It was always having me drive through a meadow where no road was.
Does anybody have a car here that has CarPlay in it or Android?
I have CarPlay, yeah.
Okay, does it work the way that you want it to work? Your phone
yes.
ports to it, right?
Mm-hmm. It's great.
So my question to you is this. Is why would a car need a navigation? Because it's now ubiquitous that most people have smartphones.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you're going to buy a vehicle, I would imagine you do, right?
Yeah.
If you have to do that, why do you have to get the upsell for $2,500, $3,500? And I guess that's how much it costs.
I bought my Subaru.
Oh, smart man!
Yeah.
No, I got aftermarket. There's a guy up here that put in. It's not nav, but it is it's a variation of nav. I had it
like
installed.
Like a backup camera?
No, it's a. Well, it's a compass. I put a compass that you would put on a boat on the dashboard, and that's what I did. It was.
really
a sundial
works.
On the roof.
Yes. It's not good for nighttime driving.
No, don't need the sundial. I have a wristwatch. We'll take a break, and then when I come back, we'll have the news of the day.
Yes.
On the Mike O'Meara's show, my Subaru Compass.
It's Political Persuasion.
Yo, VIP.
And now, here's Chris.
Let's kick it.
Hey, it's Chris Frantz with Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I have a special guest, Michael Cohen. He's going to talk about his secret tapes. Plus, we're going to talk about Russia and why abolishing ICE is a stupid idea. Tune in.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Everyone knows that Amazon is the best. You're probably shopping there right now. If you need it, Amazon has it. Just make sure you access Amazon.com through the TMOS website. What is today's Amazon purchase of the day, Mr. Speedway?
Boy, Lexardo, the original maraschino cherries. Oh. You can buy them on Amazon, and you can save a lot of money right now. Going through Amazon, you can get two jars for $34, and that's a fraction of what you pay if you can even find them in a store. They'll ship them right to your door, two 400-gram jars, and keep in mind, it has a shelf life of 3 years. Luxardo cherries.
By the way, mine are being delivered tomorrow.
Yum.
Thank you very much. Amazon really does have everything. You can find the two-pack of Luxardo cherries because why get just one?
Mike, it's called Doppel cherries.
Doppel the cherries. MikeOmerishow.com. Remember, the only way that you can ensure that we get credit for your purchase is to access Amazon through our website. Costs you nothing, means the world to us. Thank you. Thank you very much.
News.
Boo. All right, Caps fans. I know it's been a while since we won the Stanley Cup, but how about a little Caps news for you?
Yes, please.
Can you guys see me okay? Because I'm seeing you a little blurry today.
You look great.
Double checking anyway. Former porn star Mia Khalifa is a huge Washington Capitals fan, and I go to our resident Pornhub expert, Mr. Oscar Santana. Yeah. Are you familiar with Mia Khalifa and her body of work, Oscar Santana?
Yeah, Mia has been in the business for about 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Some say that she's semi-retired or retired. I don't know. These videos keep popping up on the old hub, and I don't know if they're new or not because I don't bother to check. But I will say that Mia has been a sports fan for some time of DC sports teams.
She comes from the area. She's a huge Washington Capitals fan, with them winning the first Stanley Cup. This was obviously a huge year for her. There was only one minor hiccup. Back in May, she went to one of their playoff games and got hit by a puck directly in her left breast implant.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
She's lovely, by the way.
Yeah, 25.
Well, it did some damage. She's like Oscar with the age.
Oh, you know.
I was just going to say she wears glasses. I think that's nice.
She says, quote, "I grabbed my chest and I didn't want to let go because I felt like if I did let go, blood was going to be everywhere."
Oh, no.
"The pucks are really heavy," she says. "It's pure rubber."
She said that before.
They go about 80 miles per hour. "My left breast is slightly deflated now, and I will be getting it fixed next year." Well, if it burst, isn't it putting the stuff in her body? Doesn't she? Well, if it's saline,
It's fine. She'll just have to pee.
She says it was worth it, though. Here's her quote. I got to take it home. It was the single greatest souvenir any hockey fan can get. A game-used puck that comes at you and hits you.
Wow.
All right, well, you know, I don't think maybe she's guilty of great judgment in her life.
I bet she could get a few souvenirs from the team with just a phone call.
Yes, I know she could. Almost a week after her overdose, Demi Lovato is still in the hospital. Sources say she's suffering extreme nausea and a high fever, which are among the possible after effects of an OD. Apparently, this was a life or death situation for Demi, but she's expected to make a full recovery, which I'm happy about.
Mm-hmm.
There's still no word what she overdosed on, but it must have been some sort of opioid since she was treated with Narcan. You know, we wish her the best. Probably the most public overdose I've ever heard of in my entire life.
Very much
so. It's on and on about her, but that's pretty heavy duty. She's still in the hospital, and we wish her the very best. If LeBron James came to L.A. to be part of a reality show, the Lakers are doing a great job surrounding him with a bizarre supporting cast. And yesterday, the situation reached a new level. My man.
Oh.
I love this guy. If I could interview him, I'd be a happy man. Shaquille O'Neal.
All right.
He told the paparazzi that Kobe Bryant is making a comeback to play with LeBron. He said, quote, "Kobe coming back. I heard he was. You heard it here first.
He probably was joking because it's Shaq. You had to take it with a grain of salt. But there has been talk about Kobe coming out of retirement, but it's mostly the kind of stuff that fans blindly speculate on Twitter. There hasn't been any real traction to it. Kobe will be 40 in a couple of weeks. He last played 2 years ago after three injury-plagued seasons. And even though L.A. was bad when he retired, Kobe went out on top, scoring 60 points in his last game.
So wow.
Kobe coming back.
Heard it here first.
Yeah, come on. Yes, all right. If you don't answer yes to all 10, don't worry. It doesn't mean you're totally wrong for each other, but these are the 10 questions that will tell you whether you have a good relationship or not.
Here
are
the 10.
Are you ready?
Yes.
And feel free. Number 10, do you each have your own support group so you don't just rely on each other?
Yeah, I would think
course,
so. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, I'd say probably. Yeah. I'm talking to them right here.
Yeah.
Number 9, would you pull together in hard times, which is kind of I'm doing them in the wrong order. I'm sorry. You're supposed to do them 1 to 10. Are you a good fit for each other, which is a broad question, but just think about it. Are you a good fit for each other?
I say yes.
Awesome. Okay. Number 2.
Figuring it out.
Is your relationship grounded in friendship?
Oh, we're best of friends.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rob?
It's more the lust.
Number 3, do you try to see the best in each other? Rob?
I try that with her all the time. I try and try.
Sometimes, Oscar? Mike, when you're parenting, you have to lead.
Do you both have realistic expectations of each other?
No.
Thank you very much. Do you generally want the same things in life? So things like kids and nice things.
Or divorce.
Yes.
Can you raise issues? Can you raise issues with each other and talk them out?
Absolutely.
Depends on who's paying the bills.
I think we know
the answer to that. Do you keep things exciting?
I keep things powered up.
I'd say we were exciting for the first 15 years.
Very good.
Yeah. That's a nice run.
Yeah, not bad. 21.
I would say 21. First 6 months.
That's great time.
Are you both committed
months,
to working through tough times?
Legally, we have to.
Yeah.
None of our wives would be with us if
that's
they
part
were
of made the agreement.
To do that.
Promise in the eyes of God.
And would you pull together in hard times?
Of course.
You have to.
Absolutely. And that to me is one of the most
important. Of course, right? Yeah. We have to.
Absolutely.
Yes. Team.
Santos finds a deer patty. You got to clean a peach. I don't got time.
That's right.
I always say, Carla, these are the tough times. But just remember, somewhere down the road, time for dinner. All right. So anyway, there you go. And now a little something. Two men and a woman went to the San Antonio Aquarium in Texas on Saturday afternoon, and they grabbed a 3-foot horn shark out of its tank. They just snatched the sucker. Then they swaddled it in a blanket like a baby and put it in a stroller and walked right out of the aquarium with it. It was a damn good heist because the staff at the aquarium didn't realize the shark was missing for 45 minutes. The cops have surveillance footage of the thieves. They are trying to track them down, but everyone's worried about the shark's chance of surviving.
Yeah. Mm.
Listen to this. If the thieves didn't have a tank ready for it nearby, it could be in serious danger. Horn sharks can only survive out of water for maybe an hour or two, and they need to be in warm salt water. By the way, that's the same medical reason Pony didn't go to Japan. I have to get home. Gotta get home to my tank.
My tank!
That made no sense, but I just thought it sounded funny in my head.
And how about a tip of the cap to the aquarium workers that noticed it was gone after only 45 minutes?
45 minutes? Well, you don't think somebody's gonna steal the horny shark.
The same.
Don't steal the fish!
The fish. We'll take a break, come back with the audio vault right here on the Mike O'Berry Show.
Hello, Americast. Marcus isn't in right now. How can I help you?
Hola, mijo.
Hi. Do you speak English?
Yeah.
Is something I could do for you on the Americast helpline?
Right now is too many. The problem with something interesting to learn.
Well, on Americast, you'll learn about all the shows on the More Network.
I don't watch too much.
Well, you can watch TMOS on YouTube, but mostly you just listen to Americast.
When he start doing that?
Oscar?
Yeah.
He doesn't do Americast.
Really?
Well, if you want to hear more about Oscar, subscribe to the Americast show.
No, in this moment we are going through hell. They raise good family. I give my life for them.
Well, you raised a good son. Give Omericast a shot, huh?
I don't have interest in to show something I don't have interest. Bless you. Hasta luego.
Okay. Bye.
I love that. I do. I do. I do. I do. Hey, everybody. Announcing our first ever TMOS fundraiser. Let's be honest. We don't ever come to you guys looking for a handout, but times are tight. We need your help. And here's the good part. In exchange for your support, we will reward you with the magical goodness of a genuine Rob Spiewak fruitcake. We've talked about them for years, and frankly, they are every bit as good as you've heard. A holiday treat unlike any other. Sweet. Spicy.
Ooh.
Potent.
Yeah!
And delicious! And now you can have one in time for the holidays simply by giving us your support.
Your support is very important to us.
Order now, and a fruitcake or fruitcakes, plural, will be at your house in time for the holidays. Let's be clear. We are doing this because we need the fiscal support of you, the listeners. We talk about that all the time. It's true. Our listeners that we value so dearly. We are proud to offer the taste of the holidays as our way of saying thank you. Invest in your fruitcake future now. That's a little tough. Invest in your fruitcake future.
Yes.
Whitehall's famous fruit fritters. Invest in your fruitcake future now. Rob, let's rewrite that so I can... I'll do it every day if we don't.
Okay.
Invest in your fruitcake future now. Ensure the ongoing success of TMOS and get ready for the tastiest holidays of your life. Thank you for being a part of the nuttiest fundraiser ever, everybody.
They have nuts in them.
TMOS fruitcake futures, and the future is now. And Merle, I reiterate, give it as a gift.
Yes.
We are not giving away tote bags. Thank you very much. Okay. Let's open up the audio vault.
Or get a series of shots. I'm sure you can you can fight it through.
Yeah. Benadryl up, Merle. Or, enjoy it.
If you really want to expose yourself, buy one, park outside of the emergency room, eat it, and then walk right in.
And don't just look at it.
Eat it. July 30th, 2018, Rob Spiewak's audio vault.
31st, Take it away, Rob.
Mike. 31st. Oh, 31st. I'm sorry. I got that wrong. 31st.
There was a website that put together a lot of early TV appearances of people that would become big stars. A couple of these are really cool. This is back when Simon Cowell was just a record executive. No one knew him because he was just a guy working in the record industry. What do you think in 1990 was Simon Cowell's hobby?
I have no earthly idea.
He raced go-karts.
Simon, go-kart racing. Is it fun?
Fantastic.
Is it dangerous?
Not really, no.
Are you sure about
that? Positive.
Really?
Yeah.
What sort of speeds do you get up to?
About 10 miles an hour. No, a bit fast, about 50.
I think even I might endure that. Top speed is what?
About 50.
About 50 miles an hour? Are they fairly stable, go-karts?
Yeah, they're really good.
Well, every time I've seen them in action, they have looked fun, but I just haven't had the nerve to try. Glad you've had the nerve to join us, Simon. Good luck in the game to you. Good luck.
And he did really well.
He's got the
same
attitude, right? Yes. He's still got the same... No, there's nothing dangerous. You're an ass. I don't want to talk to you anymore.
He came off as really smart.
Why is he on that show? It's like he doesn't want to be on the show.
That's right. Exactly.
Even back then, before he was this was before he was Simon. Oh,
before he was anything, he was just a record guy. Yeah, he was a contestant on a show. He came off
Simon
as smart.
When he came on our show, I liked talking to him. He's a good guy. I like talking to Simon.
He came off as smart. Not so much the case in 1973 when Arnold Schwarzenegger, rearing his head today, made his television debut on The Dating Game.
Please join me in welcoming to the new dating game the current Mr. Olympia, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay, girl number two, these are my measurements. Now don't freak out. Biceps 22 inches, chest 57, waist 33, size 29. What do we have in common?
You get smaller as you go down, and the mountain bigger.
That sounds to me like he memorized that phonetically. It was so backward on
biceps
the English.
29.
Don't freak out.
But we all know Arnold was super horny back in the day.
But keep in mind, that's 45 years ago, Arnold. 45 years on The Dating Game.
Jim Lang, and here are the guys.
Boom, 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 boom.
His daughter's dating Chris Pratt.
Really?
Yes.
Really? Mm. Jim Lang's daughter?
No,
Arnold's daughter.
Schwarzenegger's daughter.
Because I said Jim Lang's daughter would be six.
Yeah, Jessica.
Jessica. Jessica Lange and their illegitimate son, Tommy.
All right, this is a pretty good feel-good viral video. A kid, he's 18 years old. His name is Bryce Doodall. He works for Hungry Howie's Pizza. And he was delivering a pizza to a house, and he commented to the guy, there's a grand piano in their foyer. Mm-hmm. He says, that's a lovely piano. And the guy says, thank you. Do you play piano? He says, I'm self-taught. I can kind of play. He said, would you like to play it? And he said, sure. So the kid puts the pizza down, sits down.
Pizza delivery boy goes into a house, sees a grand piano. The owner says, do you play? He says, I kind of do.
And then
he
goes self-taught. Over the piano. And this is okay. What he does. I believe he's self-taught because he doesn't have the style. It doesn't look like he's playing it exactly right.
He's doing it his way.
But it's so great to watch.
Very cool.
So, yeah, that went viral all over the place.
That is so cool. I can't wait to look at that video. That's fantastic. I love that stuff.
Mike, I have to ask, we'll close with this. Do you have your tickets yet?
Four.
Luke Bryan.
Oh, God, here he goes again. You're obsessed.
Mike, I got bad news is that start next year, he's going to scale back his touring. He doesn't want to tour as much, so if you get your tickets, you want to get them early.
Next year, you know, I'm going to probably trim a few dates off the tour. Just kind of settle into that mode of doing, you know, not 100 shows a year and scale it back a hair. Now, don't freak out, everybody. That doesn't mean we won't be touring, but I've got to start looking at, like, baseball schedules because my boys are getting aware, you know, in the spring they're baseball, they're old enough to
know. All right, we get it
halfway across the world.
We get
and
it.
Then
hey, this he's choosing his words.
My nephew Till gets older, you know, he's Till? Playing football, so I'm going to try to work some stuff in the fall to where I can be at some of his games on Friday night.
So look for him at all the football games with Till Bryan. He'll be there this fall. Go okay, see him you. With his licorice thank hat. You. Right,
that's your magic you. Audio vault. Buy a fruitcake. Have a good thank Tuesday, you. Everybody.
Yes, buy a fruitcake. Yeah. Buy a fruitcake. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. If you have a message for our Tuesday mailbag, send it to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Mailing address, TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Remember, voting, the engine of freedom and democracy, requires your participation. Please remember to register and vote. It really does matter. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.